This weekend begins the Bishop's Appeal for Vocations. The Lincoln Diocese has a good problem. Lots of good men are discerning to call to the priesthood. Now, while other dioceses have plenty of money for their fewer seminarians, we really have the reversal. We have fewer funds for our many seminarians. Other dioceses, and I have a lot of friends who I went to seminary with, they have had to, in their dioceses, combine or even close parishes simply due to the lack of priests. So with our situation, parishes are asked, can you invest in the future of the church? It's not just us giving money, but did you know that the seminarians themselves, they have to put in money as well? Seminarians personally contribute $5,000. We have a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds coming from very different backgrounds, so $5,000 is a big sacrifice for a family, for someone to enter the seminary. It's not like that in most other places. But again, we got the vocations, but honestly, we just don't have the funds. In short, I do not like financial homilies, and you're going to see this over the years. I rarely give them, and only when they're needed. But all of us, and myself included, are called to participate in the Bishop's Appeal for Vocations. The best part is the giving is made really easy. If you prefer giving by check or cash, we have pledge cards and people manning it back on the table on your way out right there. Those will have how much you gave last year, and then you can just paperclip cash or check or at least pledge something and we'll contact you over time. But the way that I like to do it, even though I don't claim being a millennial, I'm right on the edge. I give on the website. We'll actually have QR codes at all of the exits of the church, and you can just scan that with your phone. And I like this method because it takes 2 minutes, maybe even less. So even if you've never considered or never given before, just take a quick QR code, and then as you drive home, one person in the passenger seat can fill that out. Even if you haven't given anything before, anything you give is meaningful and helpful. But let's move on to our meditation for today, because our gospel actually gives a reason on why we need to support vocations for the priesthood. Here in the 17th chapter of Luke, the apostles have just heard the same parables that you and I have been hearing in the previous weeks on Sunday: the prodigal son, dishonest steward, and the rich man with Lazarus. Jesus has been teaching them that a relationship with God is a serious thing and it's very necessary for happiness. So how do the apostles respond with this very clear warning in these parables? They actually ask for help. They said to Jesus, increase our faith. And I think a lot of people in our day and age desire this too, even if they don't know it. The world offers a life, but living that hasn't been working for us the last few years. Life feels discouraging, frightening, confusing, and exhausting if we follow how the world says to live. So it's time to reject that way of life and come back to offer what God gives. With the priests of the church, there is a concrete, clear person that you can go to with your questions, your concerns, and your experiences in life. It's not always perfect. You don't always get the one-on-one time you might want. And we priests, we really do have our strengths and our weaknesses. But no matter what, when you see a priest, you feel that confidence. A priest's confidence in his truth of who Jesus was, in his love from God the Father, in his connection from the Holy Spirit, being around that can help your faith. A priest's life confidently points to Christ's presence in the world. This is where our asking for your help with vocation comes into play. God the Father is calling men to become beacons in this world of darkness, a safe harbor where you can be received and you can be accompanied during the hardest times of your life. I always felt very privileged to walk with people during their most difficult times of either doubt, during periods of them being lost, or being with them during their last moments on earth. In a lot of ways, priests are meant to be only a partial representation of God's goodness, love, and guidance that Jesus himself wants to give you. Christ desires that you can experience someone that you can turn to when you have the same desire of the apostles, when you want your faith increased, who can you turn to say, can you help? So every one of us are called to have a deep and meaningful relationship with God. However, Jesus knows the human heart. While the vast majority of people are called to marriage, which is beautiful, in the beautiful vocation of marriage, spouses, they share their love, and then with children, are called to the wonderful work of loving them, keeping them safe, and then teaching them about God and the world. So while this is going on, Jesus founded his church with the priesthood in mind so that anyone, anywhere, at any time in history could find someone who is dedicated to the concerns of God. Now, anyone can turn to a priest when they desire an increase of faith. Luckily, they're easy to spot with all that black with a hint of white. You can go up to them at any time. At the end of this Mass, we'll have a seminarian explain his own experiences and the needs of vocations everywhere. So I'll start wrapping up here. And I know I'm donating to the Bishop's Appeal for Vocations because I need priests. I needed one to baptize me. I needed one to give me First Communion. I needed a bishop to confirm me. In the future, I'm going to need them to hear my confession. I need them to anoint me when I'm sick. And I need one to bring me communion one last time at the end of my life here on earth. Support the next generation of the church, yes, financially, but also with your prayers. Let's show the world that it's only God's guidance that is going to give the peace that everyone desires. And for us to experience peace, we need that faith. So join in the prayer of the apostles in this Mass. Ask the Lord for an increase of faith.